Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the second week of Lent, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and longtime preacher on this podcast. Her preaching is entitled, Lord, Help Me to See.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, there was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames. Abraham replied, My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours, or from your side to ours. He said, Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, where I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment. But Abraham replied, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. He said, Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. Then Abraham said, If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Think about this rich man in this parable. Lazarus sat at the door of his house. How many times did the rich man come and go and pass by Lazarus? How could he be unaware of Lazarus? Didn't he realize that Lazarus was starving and in great need? Didn't he see the dogs who came and licked his sores? He had to have noticed Lazarus because when the rich man saw Lazarus with Abraham, he recognized him and knew who he was, and then asked Abraham to send Lazarus to his brothers to warn them about changing their lives so they wouldn't end up where he was. But he only acknowledged Lazarus' presence when he wanted something from him. To send him on a mission, an errand, to do him a service, as though he had a right to order Lazarus to perform a service for him. Up until this time, could we say this man's attitude toward Lazarus was one of indifference? Poor starving Lazarus had been at his door, and he served no purpose for the rich man, so he couldn't care less about him. He may not have had a hatred for Lazarus, just a cold indifference. Lazarus was of no use to him, and so he couldn't care less. No doubt he didn't think Lazarus could ever be of use to him until he wanted to warn his brothers about changing their lives so they wouldn't end up the way he did. What could the lesson of this parable be for us? How do we see other people? When we see a person who is obviously poor, do we see them with eyes of indifference? Do we see them with judgmental eyes that say, why don't you get a job and earn a decent living? Do we see them as people who have no value as a human being? Thomas Merton had an experience he wrote about where he was in town for an appointment and was standing at a corner, and suddenly he had the realization that every person he saw was his brother and his sister. Do you think that is how God wants us to see other people? A friend of mine told me that she was in the grocery store and happened to look up to see a very obviously poor man who needed food, a bath, and clean clothes. Their eyes met just for a moment, and she smiled at him. He approached her and thanked her. When she asked why he thanked her, he said he thanked her for looking at him with kindness and respect. He didn't often experience that silent but positive gesture. We may not always be able to give monetary help to everyone we meet who is in need, but we can look upon them with respect and a look that speaks our conviction that they are worth our respect and our love because they too are God's children, which makes them our sisters and our brothers. Dear Brother Jesus, you love each one of us because we are all your Father's children. Help me to see each person I encounter as an expression of your love and your Father's love. Help me to see others as my brother and my sister, God's child, no matter what disguise they may be wearing. Amen.